So welcome, cheers to another G&T session.
Cheers.
We got asked an interesting question today. made me laugh anyway. We sort of sat closely together and we were like, how did this bromance start?
Almost like a bromance, yeah.
So,
matching hairstyles, matching shirts.
All of that. So what created the rapport? So I want to start off by saying credit to Nigel Botterill and the Entrepreneur Circle. Some of you will know who he is. It's a fantastic organisation. Nigel built something quite special, I think, and I was a member a long time ago. But the chap sat next to me was one of the founder members.
The founder member.
So, but I knew of Terry. I kind of heard about him, and he'd done some great things with his business. And then he started to be a bit more involved in, I think, the original mastermind program that Nigel did, and so on. And you know, when you hear stuff filtering through, you think, I need to connect with this guy one way or another. And I think I'd spoken to you perhaps even at a national event.
But, yeah.
You know, Terry was up there on a pinnacle, and I didn't think I was worthy enough. So, I saw a flyer about how to defeat procrastination, which I read, and you know, filtering, how we filter things and how we see things is quite important to understand. But I read it as, oh, it's time management. And like a lot of entrepreneurs, I was chaotic with my time management, still something that I have to work out to this day. So I thought, right, I'll book on that course. And it was a Saturday and a Sunday, and it was called Unlocking the Will to Act, which Terry had created for the Entrepreneur Circle.
Yeah.
And delivered for their members. So I turned up not really quite knowing what to expect at what was then Botty Towers. And there were, I don't know, I think 30 or 40 people in the room. All shapes and sizes, ages, male and female, and Terry sat at the front on a bar stool with another bar stool next to him. It's like, what's all this about? How does that fit with time management? And what then followed over the next 2 days was pretty transformational, certainly for me, but I think for all the other people in the room as well. And it's one of those seminal moments when you do something and you meet somebody that you instinctively feel and know is going to change your life. And I had no idea how that was going to come about.
Bless you,
mate. But we connected and stayed in touch. And I thought, well, could I have Terry as some kind of coach or mentor? I couldn't afford him, and so on. And he interviewed me, which was quite interesting. I probably didn't fully realise that that's what he was doing, but we met and it was an interview. And then I didn't meet the criteria for a bit, and then gradually I did, and then we committed. And then we started working together, Terry very much kind of coaching and mentoring me. And the impact that he's had on my life in terms of my inner self, my person, my human nature has been huge. It's been massive in changing me and the way that I think and the way that I behave, and crucially in the way that I communicate, both with the people that I serve, my clients, my members of the Business Buyers Club, but also with my family. And so that whole kind of ethos of changing your life is interwoven into what we do in the Business Buyers Club. And then I'm not going to repeat, Terry's dealt with this in previous casts, so how he came to one of my workshops ostensibly to kind of, you know, help me make it better. And, well, can I really do that? And the whole idea of exchanging time for money was the step change, really. So that's how we came to be. It's a very rapid fire potted history. But any of you watching this, go and check out, you know, Terry's backstory. Look at the testimonial videos that he's had. Talk to anyone that spent time with this amazing human being, and you will get a sense of why this is special. That for me, the opportunity to work with Terry on an ongoing basis, the way that he interrogates my thought process, the way that he challenges the way that I think about how I behave, in a very, very human level, something that I can grasp and understand and be willing to be open to, is really important. And I think for Terry, he'll speak in a second, so I'll kind of hog this cast, but you know, he will talk about the passion I have for sharing knowledge and helping people as well. Yeah. And I guess that's why it works. You know, we come from different backgrounds, we come from different sort of history and story, but we share the same values, we share the same ultimate kind of broad goals of what we want to do and how we want to leave this planet with a bit of a legacy and a bit of something left behind, really, both for our families and the people that we come across. So I'm going to shut up now and drink some of my G&T.
That's amazing. I thought maybe I shouldn't be present when you... But thank you. I really appreciate that. And Yeah, for me, when we first started our journey together, it was like sort of one day a month that we'd spend together and we'd spend that time growing. And I very quickly learned about Guy and how he, you know, how he's just, and you'll have heard me say in previous casts here that, you know, I call him the wizard now, because he has the most immense amount of knowledge amongst anybody that I think I've ever met in different subjects. And of course, his finest subject is buying businesses. But
or skiing.
Yeah. Yeah. And for me, I had no goal of working with anybody. You know, I'd created this thing for myself where I had, you know, sort of 15, 16 free business days a month. But the more that I spent time with Guy, the more I realised what a special human being he is. And, you know, you might be watching this thinking it's
my turn to blush now.
Yeah, the Mutual Appreciation Society. But I think it's important for everybody watching this. You know, if you've watched many of the episodes, you'll get to know our personalities and stuff like that. But the big shift for me, and he says, I changed his life and the life of his family, but he's also done that in abundance for me. And that's really how this works. Because it was the day I sat and I asked him, Guy, can you teach me how to do that? What happened in my head is it wasn't just about being able to do what I want, when I want, with whom I want. I was also able to create these assets for legacy, for my family, which was amazing. I just do the same things that I'm doing now. I help people, help business owners, entrepreneurs. And this fellow here taught me how. And I feel quite emotional about this, because, you know, the truth be known, I thought, is that real? Can I actually do that? And then in November in 2017, we bought a business for almost £6.5 million. And we get revenue coming in. We've now signed heads for another £2.5 million company.
And yeah, that's what's important to me as well.
I know, mate.
It's the satisfaction I got from dumping £3.6 million into the vendor's bank account on the day we completed and seeing his life change as well.
Totally.
So it's not just about you and me and the people that we coach, but it is about the people that we acquire from. Because I've made mistakes, and I'm open about this. If you read my book, you'll see me share this. You know, I've made mistakes where decisions I've made and businesses that I've bought have not ended up in the way that I'd hoped. And that's important to me, to share that with everybody that I talk to, because things can go wrong, and understanding how to navigate those choppy waters before you get there is crucial. You know when to pull away and don't go down the rapids but walk around is really important. And there is a great sense of satisfaction in helping people to change their lives, whether it's a vendor or ourselves. And I think that's important to stress as well.
It is. But the people that may be watching this, they might be considering, you know, who are these guys? Why should I work with them and stuff like that? Yeah. And I think it's very important to be transparent and open and honest where you are.
And we won't be for everybody.
No, that's true.
We won't. You know, some people watching this will maybe want to vomit.
Them two woolies.
What are they on about? Yeah. And if some people are like, show me the money. We're all focused on the cash today. Quick turnaround. Get in. Yeah. You know, lather it. Get the cash out. Yeah, fine. I mean, I could show you strategies to do that, but it's just not what we're about. We're about long-term value.
You won't. That's the key. And that's one of the reasons that we work together. Because I always say this. I say that money amplifies who people really are. And we've both had experiences in our life where we've worked with people who we trusted and they've chose money over, and we just don't do that. It's about value and it's about how we can help other people. And that's one of the reasons we've worked. My wife often says, you never answer the phone, only to two people, Guy or Sean. And that might be flippant.
Or your wife.
Yeah, I'm the wife, yeah.
But she doesn't answer the phone to his
wife.
But when
we're in company, her and I, and I answer the phone, it's because it's either Guy or Sean. I think that's really important.
Yeah. So I think we got asked the question, what makes the relationship tick? And this is a great opportunity to share that, but weave that into the story of why we do what we do and the pleasure that we get from it, and also, you know, what we're trying to aim for, really. But if you're thinking about what's important to you, is it about creating wealth and long-term value and assets, then we can help you with that. And actually, if you're also thinking, how the hell do I change my life? How do I get inside my head, understand what I'm doing? This man here, there is no one better. So whatever you need, I believe that we'll provide a solution.
Yeah, we've got it.
But anyway, I hope that was a help. I think that answers the question around the bromance. So until the next G&T, then cheers.